From 2 Samuel 9 and 7, we talked about the restoration of inheritance. And then we talked about the reversal. One of the ways that God is going to bring about the restoration was to get those that have been practitioners of wickedness, who've been robbing people of their rights, that they are going to restore and not enjoy any of the things that they're working hard for, because they're going to have to hand it over. Praise the Lord. Then we talked about in Psalm 52 or 51 and verse 12, we talked about the restoration of the joy of our salvation. Many times people are saved and then they mess up and they lose their joy, they lose their connectivity with the Most High. And God says, I want that restored. Praise the Lord. And then we talked about, and this is where we ended yesterday, from Isaiah 42 and verse 22, we talked about the fact that part of restoration is connected directly to us declaring restoration. That when we do not declare restoration, restoration does not happen. When we do not declare restoration, we get spoiled, we get robbed. And so one of the protective facets that God has eternally ordained for us to receive protection and provision is to keep on speaking restoration. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, before I go to Jeremiah chapter 30, where I want to speak to us from today, I want to go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. The word of the Lord says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I remember the Lord speaking to me about this passage of scripture some 30 plus years back. And he said to me, he says, this is a very important verse. I said, okay, exactly how important is it? He said, everything within you must bless the Lord. And if it is not going to bless the Lord, it has to get out of you and be replaced. I said, huh? He said, yes. If your kidneys are not going to bless the name of the Lord, it's got to go. And it's got to be replaced. Wow. If your lungs are not going to bless the name of the Lord. And so it brought me to the place of understanding that part of that blessing the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, was related to my healing. Then he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget the benefits of the Lord. And the word of God tells us that God daily loads us with benefits. There are benefits that God assigned for today. Just like every day you eat, there are benefits for every day. Benefits that cover every aspect of your life. Benefits. Now, who gets benefits? Those who are part of the family, related directly or indirectly, get benefits. I cannot get benefits from the bay. Because I don't work for the bay. And I don't have any family member that works for the bay. Therefore, I cannot get benefits. I cannot get benefits from the city of Winnipeg when I don't work for the city of Winnipeg. I cannot get benefits from the car company over there when I don't work for it. But you get benefits when you are associated directly with that company or because you are part of the family indirectly. So you can get family benefits. So because somebody's connected to me, they receive benefits. Because you're connected to the Lord, you receive benefits. If you're not connected to the Lord, forget it. Benefits don't just go to anybody. Benefits go to people that are connected. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why the word of the Lord says, who are these wicked people who are trying to claim benefits? Who gave you the right? Who gave you the right to even speak my word and try to tap into what I have for my children? And then it begins to list some of this. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, all of the wrong patterns that you follow in life. He forgiveth them. This is the expression of God's mercy. The expression of God's mercy, because you may not be doing what makes you deserve, but he comes and says, I forgive that. You don't have a right to this because you are doing such and such, but I'm going to let that go and release to you a benefit. What benefit? Who healeth? Someone say, who healeth all thy diseases? Who healeth all thy diseases? That's a benefit from God. Healing. Praise the Lord. In other words, I'm going to restore health to you. Why does he restore health? Because you may have lost your health. Why do you receive healing? Because you're sick. So I'm going to heal. What is the connection between that healing and iniquities? Because many times we do the wrong things. We eat the wrong things. We drink the wrong things. We consume the wrong things. And because of whatever wrong we're doing, we have come across an ailment or a disease. Some people have spent their lives drinking alcohol and they've destroyed their liver. And God says, listen, I can forgive that. I know your liver is destroyed because of your drinking, but I am still God. I will forgive that iniquity and heal your liver. Just begin to declare, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Are you with me? You sure? There is an assurance in the word of God concerning my healing. And then it says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You're walking in the path of destruction, but I'm going to come and I'm going to redeem. I'm going to buy you back from the destruction that you deserve. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And watch this. Who satisfieth thy mouth with what? Good things. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies your mouth with good things so your youth is renewed. In other words, I'm going to restore your youth. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to do so by satisfying your mouth with good things. How does God satisfy my mouth with good things? He says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Praise the Lord. Open your mouth and I will do what? Fill it. I will fill it with what? Good things. Good things. You're going to say good things out of your mouth. And as you say the good things out of your mouth, your youth is going to be renewed. Instead of aging, you look younger. Hallelujah. People look at you and say, you don't look like you're 70. You look like you're 40. Come on. You must be lying to me. And 10 years later, you expect the person to be older, but their mouth is satisfied with good things, and their youth is renewed. There's something that has surprised me through the years. I'm in my 60s. I'm not going to tell you exactly. And I see people that are older, look older. But somehow, they recognize that I'm older than them. And, you know, in my culture, we say a greeting, digwo. Digwo means, or merigwe, means I'm on my knees. I honor you. The Yorubas in Nigeria, they will lay prostrate and stuff like that. And but you don't do that. People say there's two things that people bow to: age and money. So you can see an old man bowing down for a young man because the young man has money. But if it's not an issue of money and it's an issue of respect, then you must recognize that that person is older than you, and you are honoring that person for their age. And now, so I see somebody that looks really old, but they recognize that I'm older than them. And how did they recognize that? What about me gave that away? Because I'm not looking old. So what? Well, when God renews your youth, He does not diminish the grace of the respect and the honor that is due you. I don't know if you heard what I just said. Did you hear what I said? Did you understand it? God, by renewing your youth, does not diminish the honor and the respect that you are given because you look younger. So you don't need to say I have to look old so that people respect me. No, I am going to be renewed in my youth. Renewed. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's restoration. Let's look at that verse again. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things? Now, the satisfying your mouth with good things is not just about words. But the God who knows what will cause you to be renewed, what kind of food you need to eat, will give you the appetite for that and will make provision for you to be able to get those natural things that you need to stay healthy. Praise God. So you're not going to have a need to eat something that will help your body and not be able to afford it. I like that. That God is concerned about everything that concerns me and wants me to experience His best. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 17, we're focusing tonight on this particular aspect, the aspect of healing and renewed health, youthfulness. Praise God. It took God interest to talk about different patriarchs and said their eyes did not grow dim. Why? Well, spiritually, their spiritual eyesight was in shape, in proper order, but physically also, their sight was restored. God wants us to see well. Amen? He says, "For I will restore health unto thee." I will restore health unto thee. In the gospel, in the epistle of John, John says, "I wish above all things that you be in health." Praise the Lord. I wish above all things that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. God wants me healthy. God wants you healthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am thankful every year that I did not have a funeral. 40-something years and not burying a church member. That doesn't just happen. It is the grace of God. I remember somebody, one of our church members, saying to somebody, he said, "Come to our church, you won't die." I thought that was funny. Come to our church and you won't die. God has to do something for you. Praise the Lord. He says, "I will restore health unto thee and heal thee of thy wounds." What are these wounds? These are wounds that impact the life of the believer in so many adverse ways. Wounds of bad words, wounds of wicked thoughts, wounds of abuse. He says, "I'm going to heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because..." Someone say, "Because." They call thee an outcast. They looked at you and said, "Ah, there's nothing there." they look at you and say, nothing good is going to come out of that place. Nothing good is going to come out of that life. They will always be that way forever. And God says, I'm going to heal you of your wounds. I'm going to heal you because they call thee an outcast. Saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. Nobody goes there. That's what they say. But I'm going to heal you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to show my power on your behalf. For in the day of his power, the people will be willing. Hallelujah. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent. Jacob's tent have been held captive. What I want to do has been brought low. And there's no manifestation of my promise to them, because they've been kept down. But I'm going to bring again the captive of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy in my dwelling places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your dwelling places is your home. But your dwelling places is your body. That's where you dwell. This is your house. God, have mercy in all of my dwelling places. He says, and the city shall be built upon her own heap. Now, what does that mean? Built upon her own heap. It means it's gone into ruin. It's collapsed. But God says, you see this place where nothing good has been happening? Right here, I am going to show forth my power. And everyone is going to know something good is happening in that place. Can any good thing happen in Nazareth? Yes, something good is going to happen. Can anything happen in the north end of Winnipeg? Yes, something good is happening. Can any good thing happen? God says, in the midst of your ruin, I am going to build on that heap. Praise the Lord. And the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. I'm going to restore the palace. Who stays in the palace? A king. God calls us kings. Hallelujah. He has established a kingdom of kings and priests. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is a healing God, the God of restoration. And I want you to embrace that word today. And then it says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. You mean there's going to be dancing and celebration? Yes. He says, and I will multiply them. Praise the Lord. I'm going to multiply them, and they shall not be few. Hallelujah. I'm going to multiply you, and you are not going to be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. That's a powerful word. God is saying, I'm going to restore to you numbers. increase. Change. And the question then is, are we ready for it? He says, their children also shall be as aforetime. That's restoration. Children being as they were before. When our children go off, God says, I'm going to restore them. Don't worry about it. And they're going to be just as fervent in faith as they were before. That's amazing. And their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. The congregation is going to be established, and I'm going to punish everyone that oppresses them, everyone that's been keeping them down so that they don't flourish. I'm going to punish them. In other words, I'm going to turn the tables on the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the doing of the Lord. Because sometimes it doesn't matter what you do, nothing changes. You do all the right things and you're still stuck. Like a hamster running on one spot. No matter how fast you try to run, you're still in the same spot, baby. And God says, no, I'm going to get you out. But I'm going to bind the strong man by punishing the strong man. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to rise with me. And I want you to do these declarations with me. Lord, I receive total restoration of my health, healing for my wounds, and I thank you that I, by your grace, am sought out, because today every captivity over my tents, over my dwelling place, is eradicated because of mercy. Thank you, Lord, for rebuilding me, rebuilding my family, rebuilding our church, and establishing the authority of your name. Thank you, Lord, that out of my life, out of this place, will go forth songs of thanksgiving, grace to be merry. Thank you, Lord. You have multiplied us, and we are not few. You have glorified us, and we are not small. Our children are restored. Our congregation is established because you have punished our oppressors. Thank you, Father, that this is your word to us. We declare, restore. Restore, restore, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Then it says, and their nobles shall be of themselves. Their nobles shall be of themselves. In other words, I'm going to raise up nobility from your midst. People of substance, people of great honor, people of great influence. I'm going to raise them up from your midst. I'm going to do a work in you that when you behold it, you'll wonder, how is this? How did this happen? This is the declaration of the Lord. Their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed
from the midst of them. Leaders are going to be raised up from the midst of them to do what? To lead. Hallelujah. And I will cause him to draw near. This is what God is doing with us this week, this month. Draw near to me. Make time for me. He says, if you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. He says, I'll cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. Watch this statement. He said he's going to do it. And then he asked this question. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? We need to engage. Most of us drove in here with vehicles today. Everyone, I'm sure. You can start the car and it will be running. And it will burn gas. I've been in a vehicle sitting down there in the winter with my engine running, and I could see the instruction about how much fuel I have and how many kilometers that gas is going to cover, drop. But I didn't go anywhere. I was just there. I was burning gas. That vehicle did not move until I engaged the transmission. When you engage your transmission, you get to get transmitted. Hello. You don't engage, you get nothing. God says, I'm going to cause you to draw near. But when I cause you to draw near, are you going to engage your heart? Is it going to be just something that you do? Or are you committed? If you're engaged, how do we engage? The Word of God says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving, and into his courts with what? Praise. Well, if we are not thankful and we do not praise, we have not engaged. May I say something to you? Your engagement is more relevant when it seems like there is nothing to be thankful for. You're going through a rough situation, but you're thanking God. Something bad happened, but you find a way to be thankful. That's how you engage. You engage by the expression of thanksgiving, which is your sacrifice. You engage with your giving, with your finances, because if you didn't know it, you've been paid for your life. The time that you spent at that job is part of your life being spent. Did you get that? And so when you honor God with the first fruits, you are giving him sacrificially an expression of thanksgiving by saying, God, I honor you that you gave me life
and you gave me time to serve my fellow mankind. And I've been an expression of your loving kindness to somebody. The Lord Jesus Christ was in the temple, and as he sat there, the Bible tells us that there were wealthy men that came and were given. But there was a woman who came and gave two mites. And the Lord says, this woman that gave the mite outgave everybody else. That doesn't make sense. This guy gave $1,000 and she gives less than a cent. And you're saying that she gave more than those guys? Yeah, she gave everything. They gave out of their abundance. She gave in spite of her lack. I know, even though the Bible doesn't say it, I know that that day, that woman left that place with more than she came with, because Jesus was not about to leave her without anything. I'm sure he turned to Judas. Judas, empty the purse, give it to that woman. He said, why would you say something like that? Because there was a woman, a widow, the town of Nain. Son is dead. They don't have welfare checks. She must have depended on this son to take care of her. And now the son is dead. Jesus did not wait to be called and asked. He just went to where the young man was and raised him back to life, restored life. Because he knew this boy is the bread and butter of this woman. I am not going to leave her the way she is. My prayer today is that God will do for us what we didn't even ask. Hallelujah. Because he's a God who sees us. He beholds us. He remembers us. He is God who today is going to sweep away from our lives whatever does not belong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is God, and we are engaged. Are you engaged? He says the people that are engaged are the people that will be his people. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Why? You're engaged. You're connected. Let me ask you a question. Well, this is winter, but during the summer, we have what we call the garden hose. Yeah? Remember that? Now, imagine a garden hose resting on a tap. It's just resting on it. It's close. Imagine that that tap is opened and water is running, and that water is even touching that hose. Without hose, cause the grass to be watered or the flowers to be watered because it is on a tap. Think about it. It's on the tap. I didn't say it's attached. Even though it is closed, will the hose do what it's meant to do? No. It is not going to until you connect the hose to that tap. And when you connect that hose to that tap, the water flows through it as an extension. And you'll be able to reach other places. That's what engagement means. And that's what God is saying. When you make this connection, you are going to be my people, and I will be your God. Praise the Lord. Let me wrap this up. And once again, I'm going to ask Mama to lead us in a time of prayer. God says, and we've heard this word before, there's a shaking coming. Do you remember that word? It says, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of what? The wicked. That's the people that are not engaged. That's the people that are not his people. But let us be reminded that he says, my people shall never be ashamed. Amen? The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it and until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it. What is God saying? He's saying to us, listen, I'm going to deal with what I need to deal with. And nobody is going to get away with anything that they thought they were getting away with. Because I'm starting something and I'm not going to back off until it is complete. Praise the Lord. Let us declare together, Father, fight for us. We need your help. Restore our souls, but destroy the wickedness of the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the wickedness of the wicked cease, because the whirlwind of your fury is going after them. These are the latter days, and we consider your word right now. Let it be so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for the privilege to share with you today. Tomorrow we're going to have a mover and a shaker, a great man of God. You don't want to miss this man's ministry. He is a living proof of the grace of God. A God can take somebody of no influence and raise him, become a person of influence. Amen? I thank God for this young man. I look forward to hearing him tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Mama, please come. Yeah. Remember this, all this week we are going to have all these guest speakers. I want you to give that which will be honorable. If we all do our part, God will do his part.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let us rise and do some declaration. Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've heard the word of the Lord, so you have to say so for yourself. Amen? And Bible says, you shall have what you say. So I'm going to say what I want for me. Amen? And then I'm also going to say what I want. I don't want the devil to have. What did we do yesterday? We spoke about restoration. Amen? So we prayed about restoration, that if you do not say it, then it's going to be spoiling, prison, problems. We don't want all of that. So we're going to have the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich and add no sorrow. Amen. When God delivered the three Hebrew children, you know, they're not really, everybody's a child of God. So young men, you know, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, from the fire, what happens? He said there was no smell of smoke. Not one of their hair was singed. Hallelujah. So this year we're going to expect God to remove every smell of smoke from our lives. So no matter whatever we've gone through in the past, all those scars that came with it, they shall be removed completely. That's what restoration is. It's like going back to the original state. What is the original intent for God, for me and you? It's bringing us back to that intent. May I live the intent of God for 2023 and beyond, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So restoration of family, restoration of health, and restoration of everything the enemy has taken. And also God doing justice on your behalf. God is going to reward the wicked for their evil. Somebody shout restore. So when you say that, God is covering every area. All right, Apostle Preacher, from Jeremiah and Psalm 103. So I'm going to pray one verse from Psalm 103. Let's go to verse 5. Verse 5. So put it up. We'll read it together. And then you start declaring things for yourself. He says, who satisfied thy mouth with what? Good things. Whose mouth is he going to satisfy? So everybody touch your mouth. Say, Lord, satisfy my mouth with good things. With good things. Bible said the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. So good things. What are the good things you want for 2023? It's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to prophesy it yourself. Amen? You're going to speak them into existence. They are already existing, but you are going to say, restore, so that God will restore them into your life. Hallelujah. God said, I want to restore. But nobody's saying restore. But I'm saying restore. I'm saying restore. So what are we going to say? Restore health. Good things. Health is in your mouth. Say mouth. Speak health. Mouth. Speak health. What does you want your mouth to speak? How many of you want wealth? You know, wealth means if you are healthy all the time, you are wealthy. If you have all the money in the world and you're sick and you can't eat, are you still wealthy? So you're going to say, mouth, speak wealth. It's going to come from your mouth. So stop waiting for other people to be saying for you. Say, 2023, I'm going to learn to save for myself. Yeah, you're so used to, I don't know where these religious things come from. You're so used to waiting for somebody. If pastor does not lay hand on you, you believe you'll never be healed. God says it satisfies your mouth. So can you speak your own health? Now there's a place of laying of hand. Bible says, call on the elders, they lay hand on you, and you shall recover. I don't want to recover, I want to be healed. I want divine health. Say amen. Recovering is good for that some people's level. How many people want divine health? Where you are not even sick. So whose mouth is that going to come from? Satisfy your mouth with good thing. Having perpetual health, is it a good thing? So say mouth. Speak good health. 24/7. 365 days of the year. In the name of Jesus. While I'm speaking, you're standing there staring. You have a mouth, sister? Open your mouth. Don't come here later and say somebody should pray for you. This year, you're going to be aggressive with yourself. Amen? You didn't come to church to just waste your time. Then stay home. If you came here, make good use of your time. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. No babysitting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you don't like what I say, see me later and I'll give you some more fire. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 2023, the devil is not going to be your partner. You are going to fire him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You didn't come to play, you came to get result. And you are going to get results this year. And if you're hanging around people who don't want results and they like to play, remember, you're a partner. You're a partaker. I will not be a partaker of that. I just want the Lord 2023. So your mouth is going to be, so you open that mouth of yours. Because we know you can talk. As soon as, even sometimes before we leave the stage, you start talking. But during service, you're asked to speak. You can't speak. You just stand there like this. Well, I'm different from Apostle. I catch you doing that, I'll call you out. Some people are smiling. Some people are saying, oh, Lord, Jesus. Everybody carry different level of anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't like the works of the devil. Hallelujah. When sickness try to attack me, I fight back. I attack it back. As the sickness goes, oh, I'm so sorry I came to your house. So praise the Lord. If lack comes my way, I fight back. Lack goes, oh, I'm so sorry I came to your house. Well, no fly zone. It satisfies your mouth. So you're going to tell every devil, I'm a no-fly zone. So say it, no-fly zone. No-fly zone. In 2023, the Bible says there's an arrow that flies by day and the one that flies by night. They're not going to come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. Fly all you want. Just remember this one. No-fly zone. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has covered me. Hallelujah, covered me and my family. Cover my health in the name of Jesus. So he satisfies your mouth. Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaks better things. So you must speak. That's what I want to emphasize tonight. Your mouth must speak. So say, Lord, anoint my mouth to speak good things. Anoint my mouth to speak good things. Restoration. Restoration of my health, of my cells, of my bones. Every part of you, you know what it is. Even when your hair is falling off, you can say, restore. That's if you want to have hair. Any part of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, to the soles of your feet, even if you are having memory lapse, you can speak to your memory. Restore. God did not create you to have memory loss. Your memory should be sharper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Father Abraham died, the blessing of Abraham, Jesus died for us. Part of his blessing is divine health. The Bible says he was full of age. At 175, still full of age. His strength has not abated. He just wanted to go home. Praise the Lord. Declaration was 120. He broke it. Satisfy your mouth. Can you speak life over yourself this evening? Say, I receive God's life. I receive God's life. I receive God's strength. In the name of Jesus, I receive it for me and my household. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the good things? What the Bible talks about good things? Good things is everything good. Would you say having food to eat when you need it is a good thing? So, if the economy, they raise, inflation. So, inflation does not affect you. Say amen. Inflation will never affect me and my household. Is that a good thing to say? Is that a good thing to say? Instead of coming home and quarreling and fighting and say, we have no food to eat, we always have. So can you speak good things about your, God says, I will give you shelter, clothing, right? And what's the other thing? Matthew 6. It says, he takes care of what? Take no thought for what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear, and where you will stay. So all the things you go for work for from 5 a.m., some go at 4 a.m., some shift, some do shift work 12 to early morning. Any shift you are in, God said, I'll take care of it. So how about we speak good things to the hours of the day? There are 24 hours of the day. Say 24 hours of the day, you will be a blessing to me. 24 hours of the day, every day of my life, I will enjoy the goodness of God. I will enjoy the goodness of God. I shall be satisfied with good things in my going out, in my coming in, at my workplace, in my home, in my church, in my city, in my nation, in my neighborhood, wherever I go, only good things, because the good shepherd is on my side, and I'm on his side. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say, economy of the system does not affect me in any negative way. Yes, because there's God's system, there's earth system, and there's your government system on the earth, but there's also God's government. So you're going to ask God's government to override your earthly government. Say amen. Can you use the word override? Override every earthly government by the government of the living God. Can you say override? Remember, you are saying it for yourself. So with the same measure you measure out, it shall be measured back to you. So if you are weak in measuring out what you want to say, you shall receive weak back. Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus, help me. Somebody say, Jesus, help me. Which measure are you going to use now? What do you want? You want the system of this earth, or you want God's override? God's override is when he brought 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Hallelujah. More than enough. That miracle has not stopped. I told you that. It's still working. Some people know how to engage. That's what you heard from Apostle tonight. Engage. You're going to get connected and you're engaged to his government that has no lack. Say amen. Say amen. 2 loaves and 5 fishes is more than enough for 5,000 men. Not counting women and children. It's more than enough for me and my household. Can you say it's more than enough for me and my household? So we don't have any problem. all problems are solvable 2023, you will have a testimony. I will have a testimony. Satisfy your mouth with good things. Say, I will have a testimony. I will have a testimony. I will have a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you say, Satan and your cohorts, the Lord rebuke you. You will not eat my flesh or the flesh of any member of my family in 2023. I will be feasting in the table of the Lord in the presence of all my enemies. And all the wickedness of every wicked, the Lord will punish in the name of Jesus. Well, that's what you read in Jeremiah 30. Is that not what we read? Praise the Lord, that God will deal with all your enemies. Can you shout hallelujah? Well, I can stand here and give you a lot of lists. Part of that good is also wealth. Hallelujah. So that good includes satisfy your mouth with good things. Learn to speak 2023. Good things for yourself, for your church. So let's shout one big restoration. Restoration in every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Apostle. Offering? Oh. Praise the Lord. Well, it's offering time, so praise the Lord. If you're online, we encourage you to do your giving. And those of you who are here, if you've not given, I'll give your seed to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And expect miracles. Unusual income for 2023. In the name of Jesus. I'm expecting more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That your giving in 2023 will be more than your giving in 2022. We'll take a step higher. Part of this conference say, come up higher. We cannot be at the same level. May God take us higher, 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 higher ground. In the name of Jesus. So praise the Lord. Well, if I'm waiting for you, just wave your hands. If then I will pray. I'm waiting for a few people. So praise the Lord. Praise God. And those of you online, God, whatever we are doing here, I hope you are repeating the same prayers with us. Begin to declare restoration of your finance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I remember many, many years ago, you know, when we came. Okay, this story must be, I've been here now for how many years? We've been here for 4 decades. Praise the Lord. You know, when we're not allowed to get any money from foreign exchange from our country, and there was no money. We had our oldest son already, Andrew, and then the second one, and we're both students, no money to come in. There was no money in the house, you know. We did not ask one soul because we only came to depend on God. God called us to come here, and family was the one sponsoring, parents were son sponsoring. There was no issue with money when we came. We had lots of money, so praise the Lord. But then we didn't know how the system worked here. So we used to take everybody out for dinner. If it's 30 people, we paid for everybody because that was the culture we came from. If I invite you, then you are my responsibility. So we learned quickly that here everybody's for themselves. I can invite you, but you pay your own bill. We're true Canadians now, so well, praise the Lord. Then we'll have pool party, we'll have not drinking party. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We just do things and just bless people. So, and because we thought that tap that was open coming from Nigeria, from parents here with the money, would keep on flowing. But we didn't know the government is going to say, no foreign exchange is allowed to leave the country. So then what you do? It was a good thing. Somebody say it was a good thing. Because God taught us how to depend on him. We now had to cut that umbilical cord of daddy sending money to daddy in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You had one little boy, and then I think, was I pregnant with the second? It's a long story, so it's a long time ago. So praise the Lord, you know, and God came through. We would pray and depend on God. There was nothing. We had canned food, like cream of corn or something like that. And his dad came to visit us one year. There was no food. We had a cup of rice and can and all of that. That was the meal. We cooked it, and God multiplied it. We ate. We were happy. They asked one soul for one penny. We go out. We're still going to school. I go to university then to make sure I get my paper, you know, so drop our son at daycare, walk to the university, and come back with a big tummy. I think I was pregnant with Adrian. Walk there in the winter. I don't know how I did that. When I look back, it's like I'm looking at a movie. It doesn't look like it's me. So praise the Lord. You know, 8 months pregnant, I walked in the winter, because Adrian was born in March. Walk in the winter to the university, come back, go to St. John here, pick up Andrew from the daycare. I don't know how that happened. But we were happy. God was meeting our need every day. Not one soul knew we had a need. We talked to God, there will be enough supply for the day. Praise the Lord. Diaper was dropped at my door. Hallelujah. Money was dropped in my mailbox. Actually, somebody went to open an account, put $1,000 in it, and put the passbook. Not one human was spoken to, but God Almighty was spoken to. Somebody said, it's going to satisfy my mouth with good things. That was the beginning of the journey of total provision from God. We cut off every tie with man and started depending on God 100%. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Some of you are not ready for such miracles. But we've graduated from that level, but we never stop depending on him. Praise God. He's still providing. May he provide for your family, those online, those that are here. May he show you how to depend on him, that he is the true source. He is the answer. He is salvation. His name is Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for moving us up higher and higher and higher and higher. And now we can afford to also bless other people, buy food and groceries for them, help them with finances. So, Lord, we thank you that you will be the provider for your children. Every one of us, we have an encounter with you in 2023. Your total provision and mega stories of your goodness. That look what the Lord has done, and it is marvelous in our sight. Bless every seed sown into your kingdom. Multiply it, and with thanksgiving, we say thank you, Lord. Can you say thank you, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise the Lord. Anything else? All right, have a blessed night. We will see you again tomorrow. So the guest speaker is speaking tomorrow, so invite somebody. God bless you.